Look, many of us live close enough that we can actually get out and get a bit of fresh air on our way to work or part of our early morning routine. And if it's not something that is built into your regular Monday to Friday, maybe this Friday might be the chance to have a look at that in a bit more detail. It is Walk to Work Day, and there is a fundraising component as well for Diabetes Australia, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But generally speaking, we're a lot healthier if we can get out and do a little bit of walking. From the Pedestrian Council, their chairman, Harold Scrooby, joins us to talk about Walk for Work Day. Good morning there, Harold. A nice
G'day,
initiative.
Mark.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Yeah. Look, it's really a great initiative, this, to get into and make a new habit of walking to work.
Well, what we're trying to do is promote the whole idea of walking regularly, and if you can build it into your daily routine, you can almost cover your physical activity needs, and that's what it's all about. It's about building walking into your daily routine, realising how important it is. I mean, we are rapidly becoming one of the fattest nations in the world. We've joined hands with Diabetes Australia to promote this event. It's very important. People got to realise every eight minutes, Mark, an Australian is diagnosed with diabetes.
That is
that's
a very scary prospect, isn't it? Every 8 minutes or so, Harold. Look, I guess as well, some might be able to say, well, you know, walking to work's not an option for me. I live 20 kilometres from the office, or I live 20 kilometres from appointments that I go to. But if we change some of our habits just to do a little bit more walking within a day, those numbers are going to add up too, aren't they?
Well, that's the whole point. We're not saying for people to walk from Penrith to the city or from anywhere in Australia to long distances. What we're trying to do is say, look, if you have to drive and you can do it, leave the car a good distance from work and have a walk. If you can catch public transport and it's a good day, get off and have a walk. Get off a few stops early and have a good walk. Walking is the best exercise for the vast majority of Australians. It's free, it's simple, and you can, as I said, build it into your daily routine, which is so important. We've really got to get Australians thinking about this, because if we don't, and we continue to get become as fat and sedentary as we are, our healthcare costs will go through the roof. And that will mean everybody's involved, not just the people who are affected by it, because we've all got to share in the healthcare costs of our nation.
You know what, we talk about changing habits, Harold. My personal favourite, I know I'm guilty of this, we decide to go shopping for the day, and we know we're going to walk around the shopping centre for 3 hours, but we grizzle a moment when we don't get the car park right at the front door, when we drive past about 30 spaces that'll give us a little bit more exercise.
Well, it's funny you should say that. We've got a little saying that goes with our campaign, and it says, it took human beings a million years to learn how to walk and one generation to forget. And how true is that? People, you see, driving, they have to drive up to the closest spot. When if they walked 1 minute longer, they would do themselves a service and they wouldn't have to scramble for that spot. You see it even more when people are dropping their kids off to school. They have to stop in the middle of the pedestrian crossing so that little Johnny doesn't have to walk more than 3 feet to the front door. Mm-hmm. And we've just got to get over that. Car dependency is ruining our health.
I think you're right there, Harold. One generation to forget how to walk properly. Look, a good day to reconnect with the old 2 feet shuffle is on Friday, the 6th of October, Walk to Work Day. Thank you for sharing a bit of your time with us this morning, Harold. And we will have some details at 2NURFM.com on the morning show page on how to get involved with Walk to Work Day, particularly if you'd like to do the fundraising component for Diabetes Australia. It is 18 to midday.